Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And I come to you this morning on this All Hallows Eve, the day before Halloween. And as we prepare to receive ghosts and goblins and ghouls and kids decorated in a variety of costumes to our doors and to give them sugary treats as a gift to them and their parents. I'm also reminded that the day after Halloween is the Day of the Dead, All Saints Day, as we celebrate it here in the church. And so this Sunday is All Saints Day, and that's kind of what's on my mind as I think about this week. I mean, I am thinking about candy, don't get me wrong, but also about All Saints Day. And I have before me the communion set I received as a gift from dear friends when I graduated seminary, a small set that I've used in more intimate settings for communion. And I'm sitting at the conference table in my study, and it's actually this chair I sit in when I eat my lunch most days, sometimes accompanied by other members of the staff here, sometimes by myself. And I think about this meal that we share, that we participate in every time we gather for worship, and as we'll do this Sunday on All Saints Day, Sunday, and I think about how we remember as we share this meal, how we think about, remember, honor, and give thanks for the life of Jesus and the life of all the saints who have gone before us. This Sunday, we'll spend some time actually reflecting upon that in particular. And so it's got me thinking about the folks in my life who've passed, who had a profound impact upon my faith journey. And that's really the intent. We give thanks for the lives of all people, but on All Saints Sunday, really the invitation is to reflect on folks whose lives have left an impression on you and your faith journey. Over my shoulder here is a needlepoint of the picture of the church that my Swedish grandmother, my mother's mother, grew up attending, Lutheran Church in Sweden. And while I was young when she passed away, she's a part of establishing my Lutheran roots, so I give thanks for her. I've got my dad's mom's Bible on the shelf over there, and she didn't pass away until I was well along in age. How old was I? Almost 40, and so I have a lot more memories of her and her sitting at her dining room table and having her Bible next to her seat where she would sit to read. Every day. I've got reminders of my father, pictures of us growing up, and I'm grateful for his life of faith and the ways that plenty of memories of him and his faith-filled life and service to the church and to God. These days, I'm using my father-in-law's Bible as my desk Bible for study, knowing that he used that same Bible at his desk up until probably a week before his passing. And I'm grateful for that and for his life of faith. So that's the invitation today. You know, some traditions, cultures with Day of the Dead really set time apart to remember those who have gone before. And that's my invitation to you, is to spend some time thinking about and giving thanks for the saints in your life who have gone before, who've left an impression on you and your faith, and invite you to break bread, to come to table, to remember that every time we share the feast, Holy Communion together, we do so with those gathered with us in that space and time, but with those gathered for all space and time. For the Lord's table has no bounds. It has no beginning and end. It is eternal, and it is a a foretaste of the feast that is to come, when we will be gathered with all the saints in the presence of our loving and gracious God. So happy Halloween, and let us give thanks for the saints as well. It's been a pleasure spending a part of this morning with you today. I look forward to seeing you in worship on Sunday and or next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.